Chinese President Xi Jinping says the prevention and control of the outbreak of pneumonia caused by the new coronavirus is currently the most important task. He made the remarks at a meeting of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee. The new coronavirus pneumonia first broke out in Wuhan, the capital city of central China's Hubei province, and then quickly spread across the country. According to a statement released after a meeting, Hubei should take stricter measures to prevent the pneumonia from spreading and ensure the provision of basic living essentials for residents in Wuhan and the entire province. The Standing Committee has decided to set up a high-level working group to oversee the work. 30 municipalities and provinces have activated their highest emergency response level. China Customs is requesting all travelers who want to cross China's border to fill out a health declaration form due to the coronavirus outbreak. Wuhan has decided to ban ordinary motor vehicles from roads from Sunday as part of efforts to contain the coronavirus outbreak. Official vehicles and licensed cars to carry supplies and offer free transportation are exempt. The city has also recruited 6,000 taxis to provide free rides to local residents. They will offer services such as food and medicine delivery, as well as emergency medical treatment for non-febrile diseases. Authorities suggest that patients with fever be transported by professional vehicles from the Epidemic Prevention Department. Meantime, the China Tourism Association says the country will hold all outbound tourist groups starting from Monday. Here in Beijing, the municipal government has announced that it will suspend all inter-province shuttle buses from Sunday amid the coronavirus outbreak. The director of the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention has dismissed a media report that a super spreader had emerged in the outbreak. It's reported that a patient infected 14 medical staff in a Wuhan hospital, but Gao Fu suggests that a patient should not be named a super spreader because he was transferred between wards multiple times. Gao earlier said there is no evidence so far of a super spreader. Leading respiratory expert Zhong Nanshan has confirmed that several kinds of drugs will be used for clinical treatment of the novel coronavirus. He says the safety of the drugs has been ensured, but their efficacy still needs to be further confirmed. He also suggests that the most effective means of prevention and control of the outbreak for now is early detection and early isolation. Chinese authorities have announced measures to prioritize transportation of emergency supplies and medical staff to aid control of the novel coronavirus in Wuhan. The emergency vehicles will be exempt from tolls on transprovincial highways and given traffic priority. Local authorities are required to strengthen coordination to facilitate the traffic flows and enhance communication to ensure the timely transportation of the medical resources. President Donald Trump's legal team has laid out its defense in his trial in the U.S. Senate, where he stands accused of seeking foreign interference in U.S. elections. Trump's lawyers responded to 3 days of testimony by Democrats who presented evidence to support 2 articles of impeachment. The president's legal team says the Democrats pushed for impeachment for political ends. Given that the president's party controls the Senate, it's unlikely that Trump will be removed from office. At least 30 people have been killed by intense storms in southeastern Brazil. Some 3,500 have been forced to move following a series of landslides and house collapses. Rainfall in the region has been the heaviest since records were first kept 110 years ago. Forecasters say the rain is expected to continue through Saturday. The death toll from a 6.8 magnitude earthquake in eastern Turkey has reached nearly 30. Some 1,400 others are injured. Rescuers are still searching for more than 20 people trapped under the rubble of collapsed buildings. The quake on Friday shook Ilazig province, about 550 kilometers east of the capital Ankara.